College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:36. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so excited. It is Small Business Saturday, and I am taking this opportunity in this show to shout out some of the amazing small businesses in the Twin Cities so you all can go and check them out, so you can enjoy being there and supporting them as they support our community by adding tax dollars and adding jobs and adding opportunities for so many Minnesotans who may be looking for work. Now, one of the places that I love to shout that is just my favorite place to make sure that my house is smelling good. You know, there's nothing like coming home and your house smells like pumpkin spice or something like that. And so the candles at Roslyn's Candles is amazing. And they have so many different flavors. And I thought it was just candles that Roslyn had, because she does the candle classes and she does candle making. But it's really not just Roslyn Candles. It's Roslyn's place. She's over on Grand Avenue revitalizing that community in St. Paul. So many shops left. Roslyn moved in where there was a vacancy, and she's bringing life back to that strip. Roslyn, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with me today.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta.
It is so good to have you on the show. Now, give us the exact address of Roslyn's place, because my listeners are out there riding around, they're hanging out, and they're looking for cool places to shop for Small Business Saturday.
Awesome. Yeah, the address is 1652 Grand Avenue, St. Paul, and right next door to Patagonia and French Metal. It's basically on campus where McAllister College is at.
And, you know, everybody was leaving that area. Folks were packing up and leaving, and folks were complaining, oh, my God, we missed the beautiful Grand Avenue, the small shops. And now you have moved that small shop into Grand Avenue, and you're revitalizing that block and that community. Tell us, what does Roslyn's Place have available? What can folks expect when they stop by there to support you today for Small Business Saturday?
Yeah, we have all handmade goods. We have earrings and other jewelry. We've got glassware that's made from recycled glass. And we've got some things that are for plant lovers, like propagation stations. And then I have chocolate that are high quality farm to bar. And then we also have a bunch of greeting cards for anyone and everyone. And then we have a cute little gift section for our kids, like toys and do-it-yourself kits for children in the house. And then I have coffee and Bloody Mary mix and cocktail infusion kits. And then I have other kids' toys and ornaments and a ton of books.
You know, I love that. I love that. And that's my favorite thing is, you know, as a small business owner and an author, I appreciate that you allow local authors to sell their books in your store. Like, you have a ton of children's books that you can't find anywhere else in the Twin Cities. So if folks are looking for books for their babies to read, especially early readers, I can't recommend enough going over to Roslyn's Place, 1652 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. They can come there and find so many books. There, my books are there. Shayla Reeves books are there. When authors can't get into any other bookstore, when they can't find any other place to sell their books, you open your place up, and, you know, it has meant a world of difference for so many authors, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely have enjoyed working with local authors, and we hear it a lot. It's really hard to get on shelf in big bookstores as authors. I didn't realize that because I'm not an author, and I don't know what it's to publish a book and have it on shelf. But, yeah, we have a bunch of local authors that are awesome. People love the books. And we love supporting local authors.
Now, one thing folks know you for more than anything else, Roslyn, is these amazing candles that you create, the scent, the freshness. You do the candle classes. What candles do you have on sale today for Small Business Saturday?
Well, basically all of our candles are on sale. We're having a gigantic buy two get one free candle sale on all the candles for yesterday, today, and then if we have any left tomorrow. We have a lot of candles left, but people are buying them like crazy. So buy two get one free on all candles. So that's a savings of $25 for any three candles that you buy. We're open today till 8 p.m. and then tomorrow we'll open till 7 p.m. And then we're going to have a Cyber Monday sale on for people who don't want to shop in person. They can shop on Cyber Monday.
Oh, my God. Okay, now you have to tell me, what is your favorite candle right now? Because I know it changes. You get in there, you get in the lab, and you start mixing stuff together. And the next thing you know, every time I come in, there's a new fresh scent. There's a new candle that everybody's going crazy for. And it was like one time I came in and everybody was going crazy for one candle. I came in the next time, I was like, where's that candle? And everybody was going crazy for a different scent and fragrance. So what is everybody's favorite candle that you've created?
Right now, it's White Christmas. A lot of people like it because we're in Minnesota. We love our snow. And so anything that is nostalgic and makes us want snow, we want to buy. So the White Christmas candle and also the Christmas tree because, you know, it's Christmas season. And of course, my favorite one is called Rosalind's Favorite. That one also sells really well year-round. And it's absolutely a lot of people's favorites now, too.
Yes, and I need to remind everybody, 1652 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right over there by French Meadow, right next to McAllister College. Go there and support Rosalind today. Shop small is the hashtag. Don't just buy, but take some pictures, post them on your social media timeline, and let everybody know that you're supporting small businesses today. Now, Rosalind, I know you got to go because you got customers there, but give us that website because somebody just texted me and said that they cannot get there today, but they want to get the sale for Cyber Monday. What's the website?
It's rosalindcandles.com. So, okay. rosalindscandles.com.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we are going to definitely get there on Monday. We're going to try to get out there today. Rosalind is also open tomorrow and you can get some candles. And Rosalind, these make great stocking stuffers, don't they? Because you can buy two, get one free. That's three coworkers. That's three bosses. I don't know about anybody else, but I got like 85 bosses at CCO Radio, and I'm gonna have to get something for every last one of them. And so if I can squeeze in a free gift for somebody that I don't have to pay for, I think I'm winning. I love these as stocking stuffers.
Yeah, they make great gifts. A lot of people love them. We've sold a ton of candles the last couple of days, like over 1,000 candles, and we're still making them. So, yeah, we have a ton to make, and we still have a lot on shelf. So, come on in.
Well, I appreciate you taking a moment. I know it is so super busy with Small Business Saturday, and you are the premier candle maker in town. You also do classes. I know that people, you know, hire you to come out and teach candle making. And if that's something that folks want to do, how do they get in touch with you for that?
They just can call or email me directly. My phone number is, 612-840-8958. And then my email is just rosalind@rosalindcandles.com. And I respond to every inquiry within like a couple business days.
Well, Rosalind, I cannot wait to see how my listeners show up and show out and make sure that they get out there and support you as we shop small for Small Business Saturday. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come.